Welcome to Godstream Radio. I'm Graeme Atticus, and today we begin an in-depth exploration of the powerful messages to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. This exposition is inspired by the insights of Professor E.M. Blakelock, M.A. Litt D., a distinguished scholar of classics and biblical studies from Auckland University College, New Zealand. The Book of Revelation, penned by John during his exile on the island of Patmos, was more than a vision of future events. It was a message of encouragement, warning, and hope for the early Christians suffering under intense persecution. When John sent this symbolic and mysterious book to the churches of Asia Minor, his intention was clear: to speak to believers enduring hardship and to provide them with spiritual strength and perspective. He used vivid imagery and symbols, the beast, the lampstands, the stars, because he knew these would carry meaning for those who understood their ancient context. The key to unlocking these symbols lies in understanding the historical and spiritual realities of the churches addressed, and that's where scholars like Sir William Ramsay have made invaluable contributions. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, each church receives a specific message from Christ. These messages are tailored to their particular circumstances but also carry timeless truths. For example, the church in Ephesus was commended for its perseverance but rebuked for losing its first love, Revelation 2 verses 1 to 7. Smyrna faced fierce persecution but was encouraged to remain faithful even unto death, Revelation 2, 8 to 11. Pergamum tolerated false teachings and spiritual compromise, Revelation 2, 12-17. Thyatira wrestled with subtle error and moral decay, Revelation 2, 18-29. Sardis appeared alive but was spiritually dead, Revelation 3, 1-6. Philadelphia was faithful and was open to divine opportunities, Revelation 3, 7-13. And Laodicea was lukewarm, complacent, and self-satisfied, Revelation 3, 14-22. These messages, while rooted in the first century context, speak directly to us today. They remind us that Christ's Spirit addresses every condition of His church, from spiritual apathy to fierce persecution. They challenge believers to examine their hearts, maintain faithfulness, and remain watchful. Professor Blakelock, drawing from archaeological discoveries and historical studies, shows us how these churches reflected real communities in Asia Minor, cities with temples, imperial cults, and pagan practices, and how Christ's messages cut through all that noise to call His people to faithfulness. The themes of spiritual compromise, perseverance, love, and humility are universal. No matter the age or the circumstances, Christ's words to these churches still resonate. They serve as a mirror and a map, revealing our spiritual condition and guiding us toward renewal and steadfastness. And while the symbols and language are complex, the core message is clear. Christ is present in every church, in every age, calling us to true faith and devotion. As we continue our journey through Revelation, remember that these chapters are more than ancient history. They are divine words for our time, challenging us, encouraging us, and calling us to stand firm. In the words of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Christ's message is always one of invitation, correction, and hope. We have 7 more chapters to explore in Professor Blakelock's The Seven Churches. Join us next time as we examine each of those messages in detail, uncovering the timeless truths that continue to speak to believers today. Thank you for listening to Godstream Radio. Until then, stay faithful, stay watchful, and may the Spirit guide you into all truth.